Welcome back. We're at HIMSS 17. I'm Roberta Mullen, and I'm reporting for Healthcare Now Radio. I'm talking now with Lee Barrett. He's the executive director of ENAC, and we are doing this our third or fourth year now?
This is, our fourth year, Roberta.
We're old pals.
We're having a blast here at HIMSS.
That's right. Well, we always like to start out in you explaining what ENAC does. Tell us about it.
Okay. So, first of all, again, thanks. Always great to get a chance to meet with you and talk about kind of the key trends of are going on. So ENAC, the Electronic Healthcare Network Accreditation Commission, is a nonprofit 501c6 national accreditation organization. We have 18 accreditation programs. Our accreditation programs incorporate a self-assessment component and a set of site reviews and audits that we do on any of an organization's sites where they either process, exchange, or store protected health information. Our accreditation takes into account privacy, security, confidentiality. We look at the technical as well as the operational infrastructure of an organization, their best practices, and the resources that they have to support their products and services. It's a two-year reaccreditation cycle that organizations go through, and organizations have up to a year to go through the accreditation in which the self-assessment needs to be submitted within eight months. So we've been performing accreditation for the past 25 years. We've focused the past 10 years on really expanding into what I would call health information exchange models, including things like data registry accreditation programs, practice management accreditation, ACO accreditation, HIE accreditation. We're fortunate we have several states that regulate several of our accreditation programs, Maryland, New Jersey, as well as Texas. Texas has our HIE accreditation program. So we also focus, for example, in Maryland, they regulate our e-prescribing, our managed service organization accreditation program, and as well our what's called our electronic healthcare network for clearinghouses. So those are what we've been doing. We have been focused now. So one of the things you were asking is, you know, where have we been focusing for the past year? One of the things that happened about 2 years ago is that the industry came to us and said, hey, we have to do all these various certifications. We have our compliance organizations that are focused on whether or not it's HITRUST, ENAC, SOC 2, all those various certifications. We're expending a lot of time, resource, money, cost, etc., and there's a lot of redundancy. Is there anything that ENAC can do to help us as an industry to look at reducing some of that cost? So we evaluated it, and we came up with a model in which we've now determined, and we've all just become a HITRUST assessor. We have an exclusive arrangement with HITRUST, in which ENAC is both now a HITRUST CSF Common Security Framework assessor, as well as we have our ENAC accreditation programs. HITRUST incorporates really and focuses on really privacy and security. ENAC, as I mentioned, we have a major component on privacy and security as well. So there's a lot of overlap. So if an organization now wants to come to ENAC, wants to get their HITRUST certification, they can do so with ENAC as the assessor, and all of their security and privacy components that they in areas that they have answered and provided evidentiary documentation for on the HITRUST side will be credited on their ENAC accreditation for the same, and vice versa. So we will have definitely addressed a major issue for the industry as far as at least going through HITRUST and ENAC accreditation. And we're looking in the near term to also partner with an accounting firm to also offer SOC 2 certification as well. So an organization can come to ENAC to be able to get either their accreditation, HITRUST, as well as their SOC 2 certification. It will help organizations significantly to reduce a lot of their cost and redundancy as far as their compliance. So that's what we've done there.
I know that the HITRUST is a new partnership, but how's the feedback going with this?
So feedback, quite Good question. So we've got, as we've rolled this out and we're doing some betas with several organizations who said, hey, we need to go through HITRUST. They're already ENAC accredited as well. The feedback has been absolutely stellar. I mean, the organizations have said to us, you really heard us. You really came up with a model that makes sense, that's really going to reduce the amount of time, internal cost that we're going through. And we're thrilled. Organizations are really thrilled with what we've done at the model. And so we've spent a significant amount of time in working not only with HITRUST, and they've been fabulous partners, and we've put together a lot of the infrastructure ourselves to make this as simple as possible for organizations to go through. So feedback has been great. We're really in the process of rolling it out. Our timeline was to do this and to roll it out by the end of March. We're doing so. We're actually probably ahead of our project plan schedule. The next thing that we're going to be doing within the ENAC accreditation programs, I mentioned we have security and privacy, and there's a significant, as we've mapped between HITRUST and ENAC, there's a significant amount of overlap between those modules. What we're doing in an effort to, again, help with consistency is we're going to take our current privacy and security in ENAC and we're going to replace it with the HITRUST privacy and security. Mm-hmm. So now we'll have a very nice, almost 100% match between our programs. So we're doing that. We're also talking between HITRUST and ourselves. We're talking to other organizations such that hopefully other organizations who have certification and accreditation programs may adopt as well that same privacy and security framework so that, again, we start to get to some level of consistency across the board. As organizations have to go through and address all of these various compliance requirements.
Well, I have to say that over the 4 years, you still talk about this industry in the same enthusiasm as you did 4 years ago.
I am passionate, Roberta,
yes.
About what
I agree.
We're doing. We are all about risk mitigation to our organizations and helping them to reduce the risk of a breach, an incident, a cyber attack, mm-hmm. a ransomware attack, and I am all in. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we're trying to do as an organization, to really help the industry. We're working. One of the other things I think that's important is now with the Cures Act and it being approved in December, we're now focused on trying to help with some of the now we get into the implementation phase.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a major component on kind of the health information exchange, the whole exchange side of this, in which ENAC wants to play a role as well and get involved with some of the committees and the work groups that are going to be forming to help with a lot of the data exchange components and securing the data exchange. Because, as you know, you've got all the various portals, we've got more data, it's all about big data today. Mm-hmm. And so you look at these HIEs, the ACOs, the data registries, we've got a lot of data, a lot of connection points, mm-hmm. a lot of exchange points. So it provides for greater opportunity for cyber attackers to actually have vulnerability and to identify vulnerable points mm-hmm. in any one of that. So we're part of trying to create the model to mitigate as much of that risk to the industry as possible. Because right now, the issue that we've found is it's not a matter of if you're going to get attacked, is you are going to get attacked, and how do you look to mitigate your risk when you do get attacked of being able to do it as quickly as possible, your readiness to be able to reduce the amount of exposure mm-hmm. to your organization, the amount of credibility and reputational loss that organizations go through, and to do that as quickly as possible and reduce your overall exposure. So that's what we're trying to do. We're going to continue to be passionate about helping the industry.
So how can people find you on the web?
People can find us on the web at www.ehnac.org.
Well, Lee, next year's in Vegas.
All right.
We'll see you there.
We'll look forward to seeing you, Roberta.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks again.
This has been another HIMSS Highlight. Thanks for joining us.